This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Vraj
and Christine Wong.
It is Friday, the 3rd of April. Of course, we're going to move on in a moment and hear more from Raziv. But before we do that, a quick update from the FBM KLCI, courtesy of Arvind Vraj.
It is down by 0.41% at 1,325 points. Active stocks include Hibiscus Petroleum Berhad, Balesto Energy Berhad, and Bumi Armada Berhad. And the ringgit is at 4.3 against the US dollar, 4.7 against the euro, and 2.6 against the Aussie dollar.
Of course, the question we're asking is what culinary experiments have you been doing since the MCO started? We've got some more feedback that we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. But of course, earlier this week, Mosty held a webinar session on building tech resilience with the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, YB Kari Jamaluddin. And he was with Raziv Abdulaziz, who's the Acting Group CEO of the Cradle Fund. We heard a little bit from Raziv just before the break. We're now going to carry on and ask Raziv a whole bunch more questions. Raziv, after the MCO is lifted, do you think there'll be businesses who will pivot?
The ones who can pivot are already doing that. I know for one company that I am familiar with, simply because I see their posts on my Facebook account, and I see VMO Rocks, for example, is a company that was under our DQ 800 program. We have equity in that company. It's primarily, or its main focus was on events, sort of organizing events, everything online, from end to end. Now they're doing, they're including food as well, F&B. So they will deliver the food. But I believe it was an opportunity the founder saw, in the sense that because they were doing events, it included F&B as well. So he thought, hey, why not? It's the same platform. These are the same guys I'm working with. Let's deliver stuff. So he was fortunate to be able to pivot in that sense. So those who can pivot will pivot already. Those who are in very niche areas, perhaps, those who are aspects of their business are still impacted in some way by MCO, probably some physical element that's preventing them, those who are tourist related, or you know, those guys will find it tough to pivot. I hope they will be able to find opportunities as they go, but as the minister also pointed, you know, difficult times, you know, bear out the best ideas, the best innovations during this, and it really pushes people to think about how they can, you know, survive. And because they are entrepreneurs, startup entrepreneurs, especially tech startup entrepreneurs, they know this is difficult, and they are quite very, you know, adapt to the whole idea of everything is going to be difficult. I believe they will find a way.
So I guess we're in this sort of pressure cooker situation at the moment. And sticking with the idea of after the MCO is lifted, do you think people will stray from creating new businesses and startups because it is risky? Or do you think this situation can fuel new innovative startups?
One thing, I think COVID is unprecedented. Yes, it's a catastrophe. It's a bad thing. But the saying about in any bad stuff, you will also see opportunity. The opportunity here, unfortunately, is basically it has demonstrated to us where the problems are, all the weaknesses, all the gaps. So weaknesses, among the weaknesses, I'm talking about things like e-government. If we had more e-government, I suppose there won't be people who will be like flocking to police stations to be able to leave town. You know, there was that point in time when, you know, that you can't leave town or something like that. And people had to go physically. And then something else happens. And then people were already thinking, oh, I have to go to the EPF counters to do this. If more things were online and we were more digital, I guess, for want of a better word, and that includes the government, not just businesses. Businesses, it's a given. If I was doing something online, I guess I could still operate, right? But even then, you have to think about not just the online part, the rest of the thing. Can your team work remotely, you know, that kind of thing? Do you have the infra? Does everybody have Wi-Fi? Does everybody have good Wi-Fi, which is another issue? I do payroll online? You know, simple stuff like that. So something like this has clearly sort of borne out all these issues, you know, that were just there. And I guess it took something like this for us to realize that, hey, logistics is pretty important. It's like super essential. Stuff like face masks. Face masks, it's just a piece of fabric, right? But there was shortages. So these, I think something like this has demonstrated to us, okay, what are the stuff when something like this happens, something like so significant like this happens, what could be things that you should be looking at, you know, like the integrity of the logistics infrastructure, can things still move? So maybe one day it will be autonomous vehicles, right? So if everything is robots and UAVs or drones, then even if you had an MCO, stuff would move. I wouldn't. It's no brainer. No problem, right? And if entire warehouses were robotic, you know, and you limit the number of people, then again, that works very well. So I think, I don't know, I'm just repeating myself probably, that something like this has shown to us where the opportunities are, where the weaknesses are. I mean, when there are weaknesses, there are opportunities as well. And it's clear, bottom line, innovation. You need innovation. This kind of stuff, you can't overcome by just selling stuff, you know. You need the innovation. You need real tech to fix these kind of things, you know. What we're hoping going forward, I guess it won't be immediately after the MCO, but then with people still thinking about what happened at MCO, people will start thinking, this could be the future opportunity. I want to be first, you know. I want to be the first mover in this space. The guys who are in drones are already seeing, I see opportunities already. They're using drones to track people's movements during MCO. I'm sure there's more to it than that. There's more opportunities than that for drones. And I think there is a place for it for them in logistics. There's a place for autonomous vehicles now. Clearly, you don't need drivers. You don't need that physical element. Yeah.
And this would hopefully accelerate Industry 4.0 then?
Exactly. I think it is, in a way, the thing that catalyzes it, hopefully. Hopefully people will see this as a wake-up call, and like those with the opportunity already in the good position to come up with these innovations, like our big GLCs who are in the, you know, the engineering firms, the ones who are doing all these different things, you know, start thinking like, hey, we should be going in that direction. And another one, shout out to the science and tech around things like test kits for COVID. For your information, there are several parties within Malaysia itself that have that capability. It's just that I think because it's a lab thing, and you know, it doesn't get the kind of prominence until something like this happens. So it sort of reminds us that these things are just as important, you know. The healthcare side, the kind of science and tech that under MOSCI that needs to be supported and get to the market. And if there were more of our guys or our businesses doing that, we wouldn't be so reliant on, you know, having everything imported. That's one big thing, right? Everything has to be imported. Have to wait for ventilators. Have to wait for... Come on, you know, if we really want to do this tech thing, it cannot be just e-commerce. It needs to be the whole range of tech, right?
That was Razif Abdulaziz, the acting group CEO of Cradle Fund. That was when they were speaking earlier this week, of course, that Mosty held a webinar session and we managed to get him on the phone and have a bit of a chat with him. Of course, we want to be having a bit of a chat with you, folks. We're asking you, what culinary experiments have you tried during the MCO? Of course, it's Friday, lightening the mood a little bit, trying to talk about some food. Let us know what you've been up to. We've got some more messages that have come through that we'll talk about in a little while. And then we'll be wrapping up with some ways that Malaysian shoppers are protecting themselves against the coronavirus. There's some funny ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Music up next. We'll join you in a couple of minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.